The founder of Ebony and Jet magazines has died. John H. Johnson suffered heart failure after a long illness. He was 87 years old. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this remembrance.
Born in Arkansas, John H. Johnson moved to Chicago with his mother and stepfather when he was 15. He was the editor of his high school newspaper, and later in 1942, he would start his own business, launching Johnson Publishing Company with a $500 loan secured by his mother's furniture. The Negro Digest was his first magazine, but Ebony, published in 1945, and Jet Magazine, which came 6 years later, would become the company's mainstays. Unlike most other media of the time, they featured positive stories about blacks. During an interview with NPR 3 years ago, Johnson said the magazines were like a ray of hope to African Americans.
It gave them the feeling that there were black people in other cities and in other countries like themselves who were doing well, and it inspired them to do better.
The magazines also played an influential role in the civil rights movement, especially when a 1955 cover photograph displayed the tattered body of lynched Chicago teenager Emmett Till. John H. Johnson became one of the country's richest black men and his company one of the most lucrative black-owned firms. Lerone Bennett Jr., the former executive director of Ebony, worked with Johnson for 51 years and helped write Johnson's autobiography called Succeeding Against the Odds. Bennett calls Johnson an American original and a visionary who took advantage of opportunities.
He refused to concede that he couldn't do this or couldn't do that. And he said, determination, hard work will overcome almost any obstacle.
And one of the largest obstacles early on was persuading white corporations to advertise in his black magazines. Ken Smichael, president of Target Market News, a company that specializes in African-American media, says such marketing exists on a national scale because Johnson broke the color line.
The history will remember him most for that by demanding respect for African-Americans, he built not only a successful magazine, but a successful business in a fashion like no one else had before or since, maybe.
John Johnson turned over control of the day-to-day operations of his publishing company to his daughter, Linda Johnson Rice, 3 years ago, but he remained active in the company affairs until just a few weeks before his death. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.